Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
It's a great privilege to be back with you.
很高兴又和大家在这里见面。
If some of you are here today for the first time, maybe I am new to you.
如果你今天是第一次来到这里，我对你来讲可能是个第一次见面。
It seems that each week on Friday night, we get the privilege to meet more and more new Chinese students that come to Tallahassee.
好像每个礼拜我们在校园聚会，每个礼拜我们都会遇到新的面孔，新的学生来到我们当中。
And we even have the honor to meet some of the new visiting scholars that have been coming.
同样，我们也看到许多的访问学者啊，在礼拜五参加礼拜五的查经聚会。
And I always say that it is a great privilege for me to stand before anyone and say anything about the Lord Jesus.
我总是跟他们讲啊，对我来讲，这是一个极大的荣耀，我能够站在你们面前来与你们分享耶稣基督。
So if you are here this morning and this is your first time at the Tallahassee Chinese Church, I welcome you.
说如果今天你是第一次来到塔城教会，我在这里欢迎你。
And I know there is at least one person that is new because I saw he and his wife this morning.
我知道至少有一个是今天是第一次来到我们当中，因为我刚才见到了他和他的妻子。
The brothers eloquently read through the two passages of scripture that I want to focus on this morning.
刚才弟兄刚刚给我们念了我今天早上要分享的两段经节。
And I wanted to focus on two of the great questions that we are asked in scripture.
我想我要把今天的题目集中在两个章节。经节里面所提出的问题上面。
The first great question is a question that Jesus asked his disciples.
第一个问题就是主耶稣问他的门徒的一个问题。
And it was this question.
这个问题是这样。
Who do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁？
Jesus spent 2 years with the disciples before he asked them this question.
主耶稣在问他的门徒这个问题之前，他已经和他的门徒们在一起有两年的时间。
He had been with them doing many miracles.
他和他们在一起，他行了许多的神迹。
Touching a blind person and making them see.
他让瞎子能够看见。
Touching a lame man and making him walk.
让瘸子能够行走。
He had been teaching them many things.
他也一直在教导他们。
Things about forgiveness.
他教导他们要如何宽恕。
Things about what it really meant to know God personally.
教导他们如何能够亲自的认识神。
But as he taught them, he wanted them to understand and answer this question.
他一直在教导他们，他希望他们能够回答他所提出的这个问题。
Who do you say I am?
你们说我是谁？
And our response to that question about the Lord Jesus.
我们的对耶稣基督这个问题的回答是什么呢？
Is the most important response that we could give.
这个问题的回答是我们一生中可能做出的最重要的回答。
The Bible says that thousands of years ago, Shang Di, the invisible God, became a man.
圣经告诉我们说，几千年前告诉我们说，神那个我们看不见的上帝，他道成肉身来到了世上。
That this invisible God was made known through the person of Jesus.
这个我们看不见的上帝通过道成肉身的耶稣基督让我们看见。
And so our response to this question, who do you say that I am?
所以我们的回答对耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Anything less than you are the living God does not answer that question correctly.
如果我们不是说他是那个活着的神，我们的答案不是这样，我们的答案就不正确。
But there is a secondimportant question that God asks us.
我们在这里我们还有一个神要问我们的第二个问题，也是同样重要。
And it is found in this old ancient history of the story of Jacob wrestling with God.
我们是在这个古老的历史里面在讲到说雅各和天使摔跤这样一段章节里面，神把这个问题提出来。
I would like to read it again.
我要把这一段章节再读一遍。
I'd like us to focus and see if we can hear the second great question.
我们来一边来读的时候，你来看一看，你能不能听到神向你提出的第二个问题是什么。
Genesis 32, verse 22 starts the passage.
从开32章32章22节开始。
That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok.
他夜间起来带着两个妻子两个子女并11个儿子都过了亚伯渡口。
After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions.
先打发他们过河,又打发所有的都过去。
So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak.
只剩下雅各一人,有一个人来和他摔跤,直到黎明。
When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。And
then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。
And the man asked him, "What is your name?"
这个人问他说，你的名字叫什么？
And Jacob answered, he answered Jacob.
他说，我的名叫雅各。
And then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome."
那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人角力，都得了胜。And
Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" And then he blessed him there.
雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。So
Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared."
雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒，意思说，我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。The
sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip.
日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon.
故此，以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
What an amazing passage of Scripture!
这是一段何等精彩的章节。
A man wrestling with God.
一个人在与神摔跤。
Did you see the second great question?
你有看到这第二个问题吗?
It's hidden in this dialogue between Jacob and the God man.
我们看到第二个问题是隐藏在雅各和这个人的交谈里面。
Jacob is in a wrestling match for his spiritual life.
雅各在和这个人在摔跤，他脚是用他的属灵生命在角力。And
right in the middle of this wrestling match,
他们在这样的角力的过程里面,
the God man asks him this question.
这过程里面，这个神人他问雅各这样一个问题。
What is your name?
你的名字是什么?
What is your name?
你叫什么名字?
It's a simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题, 对不对?
But it is a profound question.
但这是一个非常有深层意义的问题。
I often enjoy meeting my new Chinese friends on Friday night.
礼拜五我非常享受礼拜五和新的中国同学相聚。
And I will ask them, "What is your name?"
我经常会问他们，你们名字叫什么？
And then I will say, "Does that name mean something?"
我会问他们说，那个名字有没有什么特别的意义？
Different from maybe in America, I have found that many of my Chinese friends, their name has special meaning.
我发现说很多我的中国朋友，他们的名字都有特殊的意义。
The student I met last Friday, his name was Nan.
上个礼拜五我见到一个中国学生，他的名字是Nan.
Nan, maybe Nan. I don't know. But I said, "What does your name mean?"
我问他，你这个名字意味着什么？
He said, "It is a kind of bamboo."
他说是一种竹子。Nan,
is this right?
一种竹子。
And so he said, "My parents gave me this name. They want me to be strong."
他说我的父母给我这样一个名字，希望我能够坚强。
See, his name had a meaning.
所以他的名字看有一层意思在里面。
And Jacob's name has a meaning.
我们也知道说雅各这个名字也有他的自己的意思。
And it's interesting because our name can often mark our identity.
我们很有趣的是，我们的名字常常和我们的性格、我们的位格是相称的。
A name that is given to us often, we begin to be marked by that name.
我们常常就被那个名，我们的活出来的样子跟那个名，跟我们所，跟我们的名字是相符的。
And this is the first point that I wanted to make. A name can often mark our identity.
这是我要讲的地方，我们常常我们的名字是和我们的人是什么样的人，我们的位格是相称的。
Now the first passage we read this morning was from Genesis 25.
我们刚才读的第一段是从创世纪的第25章里面出来的。
And it is the ancient history of the birth of Jacob and his elder brother Esau.
我们这里边讲的是一个古老的历史，讲到雅各和他的哥哥以扫出生的情形。
Let's read it again.
让我们再来读一遍。
Genesis 25, starting with verse 21.
创世纪25章，我们从21节开始。
The scripture says, Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant.
21节，以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华。 耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, "Why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord.
孩子们在她腹中彼此相争，她就说：“若是这样，我为什么活着呢？”她就去求问耶和华。
And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger."
耶和华对他说：“两国在你腹中，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。”
When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。
The first to come out was red. And his whole body was like a hairy garment, so they named him Esau.
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫。
My Bible in its note here says Esau means hairy.
圣经的括弧里边你会看到说以扫就是有毛的意思。
He was a hairy baby.
他是一个毛，体毛很多的孩子。
Verse 26, after this, his brother came out, and with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob.
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。
Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them.
以撒年60岁，当利百加生下两个儿子的时候。
Twin boys.
一对。 男孩,
a gift from God.
神的礼物.
The first baby to come out was a hairy baby.
第一个出来的是一个体毛很多的孩子.
And so they named him Esau.
所以他们给他起名叫以扫.
He was the older brother, 哥哥.
他是一个长子, 哥哥.
And the younger brother, 弟弟.
是年轻, 小的叫弟弟.
His name was Jacob.
他的名字叫雅各。
Named because he was grasping his brother's heel.
给他起名叫雅各，因为他出来的时候是抓着他哥哥的脚跟出来的。
But figuratively, the name means deceiver.
所以这个雅各这个名字也意味着说欺骗。
One who would try to trip up someone else.
啊，这个是意味着说是人一个人想欺骗另外一个人。
So he was holding his heel.
所以他雅各出来的时候，他抓住他哥哥的脚跟。
His name meant deceiver.
他的名字意味着说是一个欺骗者。
Every time his parents called him, they said, "Deceiver, come here."
所以每次他叫雅各的时候，我们都知道他意味着说这是个骗子，你过来。
Deceiver, get off of that chair.
然后这个骗子，你从那个椅子上挪。
You see, he heard this name over and over, deceiver.
所以他每次听到他的父母叫他的名字，一次又一次叫他的名字。
The way we view ourselves from the time we are very young often becomes our identity.
我们年轻的时候，我们被别人看成什么样子，我们就常常成为我们的本相。
My second point is this. We often begin to live out of that identity.
我们也常常照着那样一个本相去活着。
From the time we were small,
从我们小的时候
，Maybe we've been told you'll never amount to much.
我们小的时候，你会告诉说你个人做不了什么事情。
You're not very smart.
你不大聪明。
You're not very attractive.
你是大概你是信不过的。
We begin to think these things about ourselves.
我们就开始想这些事情。
Our name becomes our identity.
所以我们的名字就成为我们的位格，成为我们的本相。
Instead of thinking of really who we are and how God has made us, we begin to think in terms of that identity and that name we have.
我们不是想是想我们神是要造把我们造成一个什么样的人？我们常常想说我们的名字和我们的本相，我们是我们的就是那样照着与我们名字相符的那样的人。
And so my second point is this: as we mature, we begin to live out of that identity. And Jacob did just that.
我们的我第二个要讲的就是，当我们成熟的时候，我们所行所做所行的，就和我们那个本相是一致的。雅各就是这样。
We don't have time to read, but in chapter 5, Jacob deceives his brother out of his birthright.
我们没有时间来去读，但是后面我们会看到雅各他从他弟哥哥那里窃取了长子的名分。
You can read the history.
你可以自己去读那段历史。
Esau, the older brother, was deceived out of that birthright of being the firstborn.
所以以扫就被雅各骗了，他本来是有长子的名分，但是被雅各骗走了。
In a moment of weakness, he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup.
在那一刻软弱的时候，他就为了一碗红豆粥，就把他长子的名分出卖了。
A few chapters later, Jacob deceives his father out of the blessing.
我们看到再往后看的时候，我们就看到说雅各又窃取了他父亲的祝福。
For it was the father's blessing that was to go to the firstborn son.
因为他父亲的祝福是应该给长子的。
And Jacob deceives his blind father out of this very blessing that Esau deserved.
可是雅各就欺骗了他当时已经眼瞎的父亲，把本来要给长子以扫的祝福给了他。
You see, he began to live out his identity.
我们看到说雅各就照着他的一个本相去活下去了。
Deceiver，
他是一个欺骗者。
Deceives，
他去欺骗人。
I was born with a birthmark on my leg。
我出生的时候，在我腿上有一个胎记。
It's about right here。
在我的大腿的右侧。
It's not very big。
不是很大。
It's kind of shaped like a fish.
像一个鱼的形状。
But I can remember when I was young, my mother saying, that's ugly.
可是我还记得，当我年轻的时候，我妈妈告诉我说，那个很丑陋。
We must do something about that.
我们要想办法去掉它。
And so I begin to try to hide my birthmark.
所以我开始啊，试图隐藏我这个胎记。
I would pull my shorts down.
我就把我的短裤往下边拽来遮住它。
I remember when I became a seventh grader.
我还记得当我在七年级的时候
，Junior High School
啊、在啊、高中的啊、初中
，Yeah, we had to play basketball.
我们要打篮球
，And our shorts were very short back then.
打篮球的时候，我们的那个短裤，运动短裤很短。
Today the boys wear them down way past their knees.
啊，今天孩子们都穿的短裤都过他们的膝盖了。
Oh, I wish they would have been that long when I was young.
我真希望那个时候我穿的短裤是那么长。
But I would run down the basketball court, pulling on my shorts.
我还记得我啊、在篮球场上奔跑的时候，一边跑一边要拽着我的短裤，希望能够盖住那个胎记。
Hoping no one would see that ugly spot.
希望没有人能够注意到我那个丑陋的胎记。
What's your birthmark?
你的胎记是什么呢？
It might not be a physical thing on your body.
可能不是一个在你身体上一个啊、的啊、一个缺陷。
But we all have things in our life that we try to hide.
可是我们每个人在我们生命里面，我们都有一些东西我们要去隐藏。
Things that we have done that we are ashamed of.
我们所做的一切，我们所做的一些事情，我们自己自啊、会自己啊、觉得很羞辱。
Things that we might do in our life that if someone else knew, we would think, oh, they would think we were so ugly.
啊，有些事情我们做了，我们如果别人知道，我们会觉得非常的羞愧万分。
So bad.
我们会感觉到非常，我们会感觉非常不好。
So shameful.
我们会觉得非常的羞愧。
And we live in that identity.
可是我们就是照着那个我们的那个本相，我们那个啊原来的我这样活着。
So as you're thinking,
so 你怎么看这个
？Do you have a birthmark?
对啊，你有一个胎记吗
？A place of shame?
啊，你有一个让你羞愧啊的东西吗
？I have good news today.
好，今天我有一个好消息告诉你。
I have great news.Today,
我今天有一个大好的消息告诉你。
God wants to speak a new name to you.
今天神要给你一个新的名字。
He wants to take that shame and pick your head up.
神要把那个羞辱，把你的羞辱除掉，让你能够昂首挺胸。
And look you in the eyes and say, I have become shame for you.
他神会对着你面对面看着你的眼睛说，我已经承担了你。所要承担的那个羞辱
，so that that shame you experience can be forgiven。
所以你所经历那个羞辱，就在你从你身上可以挪去，被赦免了。
That's the hope of the gospel。
来啊，这是啊福音给我们带来的希望。
That is the reason Jesus Christ died to forgive us of our shame.
这是主耶稣在十字架上为我们受死的缘由，他在十字架为我们受死，让我们的羞辱他都承担了。
And this is great hope.
这是一个极大的希望。
And this is what God wants to say to us this morning.
这是今天早上神要对我们所讲的。
My third point is this: that true change can only come when we wrestle with God and He gives us a new name.
我早上第三点我要指出，就是我们真正生命真正的改变，只有当我们真和神摔跤，与神角力，神要给我们一个新的名字的时候，我们的生命才带来改变。
But it will never come without a struggle.
但是这个名，这个改变不会啊，是没有任何挣扎的。
Some of you are hearing the gospel for the first time here in Tallahassee.
你们有些人是到塔拉哈西啊，到这个城市第一次听到福音。
You are hearing about the Lord Jesus.
啊，你听到关于耶稣基督。
His great love for you and what He accomplished at the cross.
他的啊 爱，他在十字架上为你舍命。
And you are wrestling with God.
你就和神角力。
Can I trust this Jesus?
我可以相信主耶稣吗？
Is this a Western Jesus?
这是不是一个西方人的主？
Or is Jesus the Christ for the whole world?
还是他是一个啊，所全世界的主，全地的主？
And whether we are American or whether we are Chinese, we must wrestle with this question.
我们不管我们是美国人还是我们是中国人，我们都要在这个问题上，我们会有挣扎。
I want to say three things about this wrestling match.
我要关于这样啊一个挣扎，这样一个角力，我要提啊跟大家交流三点。
Three things we can learn from this history of Jacob.
啊，有三点我们可以从啊。创世纪这段那故事里边，我们可以学到的。
The first is this: God can't deal with our identity until we get alone with Him.
啊，第一点我要讲的说，神没有办法和我们啊对付我们的老我，除非我们和他单独相处。
It says in chapter 32 that Jacob got up, took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok.
我们这三十二章告诉我们说，他啊雅各是打发他们他啊所有的妻子使女过河，和他所有的一切都过去了。
You see, he was about to encounter his brother Esau.
我们知道说他当时是要与他的哥哥以扫再见面。
The same brother he had continually deceived.
啊，就是那个他一直欺骗，一直欺骗的那个哥哥。
And so, in his fear, he pushed the women and children ahead of him.
所以他比较害怕与他哥哥见面，他就把他的太太、妻啊、妾，还有孩子们都推到前面。
Sent all the cattle with them as well, and the sheep.
他把他所有的啊牲畜、他的牛、他的羊也推到前面。
Maybe if I create enough distance, I will be spared from this brother of mine.
我如果好像我在我的那个啊，我所惧怕的兄弟之间要制造一个距离。
The scripture says he even sent over all his possessions.
他把他所有拥有的都啊送过去了。
But then verse 24 says this.
这样二十四节，可是二十四节这样告诉我们。
So Jacob was left alone.
二十四节讲到说，只剩下雅各一人。
Being alone can be frightful at times.
啊，在那样一个时刻，独自在那里，可能意味着很一个惧怕的环境。
Alone with our own thoughts.
我们在那里，我们自己独自思考。
Alone with our past.
我们在那里，我们独自面对我们的过去。
Alone facing our identity.
我们在那里独自面对我们的本相。
But this is a key to experiencing God.
可是这是让我们来经历神的一个关键。
It's why so many people encounter God maybe when they go away on a weekend retreat.
我们这就是为什么说很多人好像与神面对面，与神面对面，他们甚至可以去参加一个退休会在周末。
Because they get away from the busyness.
因为他们是要去那个退休会，他们要是与他们这个繁忙的世界生活隔离。
Maybe if they are young, they are told to leave their earbuds at home.
我们看到说年轻人他们啊晚上啊他们就是把他们的啊耳塞都留在家里。
But we constantly entertain ourselves and listen to voices and other things so that we will not be alone.
我们常常都是啊，要听各种各样的声音，有各种各样的事情打交道，这样使我们不至于啊孤独或者独自面对我们的情形。
But it's when we slow down and get quiet and say, "God, speak to me. God, what do you want to say to me?" that we can begin to hear Him.
可是我们需要说，我们安静下来，我们独自来面对神，我们来问神，神你要对我们说什么？
Have you been alone recently?
啊，你最近有独自啊，在啊一啊啊有单独在一个地方的时刻吗？
Maybe God even brought you here to this church so that you could hear Him speak to you.
可能神要把你带到这个教会，神在这个在这里用这个环境来对你讲话。
And He wants to speak a new name. to you.
要给你一个新的名字。
My second point is when we wrestle with Jesus, we are really wrestling with God.
我要讲的第二个观点就是我们当我们在和耶稣角力的时候，实在是我们在和神角力。
The scripture says here, a man wrestled with Jacob.
在这经节里面告诉我们说有一个人来和雅各在
交。The man could not overpower him.
就讲到说这个人不能够胜过雅各。
He wrestled with the man.
就讲到说雅各是这个和这个人角力。
And the man asked him.
这就讲到说雅各这个人问雅各。
And then the man said.
这里面讲说这个然后这个人说。
And Jacob says, I have seen God face to face.
可是最后雅各说我面对面见神了。
Who is this God man?
谁是这个神人呢？
The Bible says that Jesus has always existed.
圣经告诉我们说圣经耶稣基督一直存在。
That God is three persons in one.
我们的神是三位一体的神。
The eternal Father.
永恒的主。
The eternal Son.
永恒的儿子。
And the eternal Spirit.
这永恒的圣灵。
But it was 2,000 years ago that the eternal Son became a man.
可是这是在2000年以前那个永恒的儿子他道成肉身。
But all through the Old Testament, this God-man shows up.
可是在这个旧约里面我们就看到这个神人他就已经出现。
So when Jesus was wrestling with Jacob, Jacob was wrestling with God.
所以在这里我们看到说当这个人与雅各摔跤的时候雅各是在与神摔跤。
The pre-incarnate Christ.
这是一个在道成肉身之前的耶稣基督。
This is a profound truth.
这是一个圣经的真理。
Some of you are wrestling with Jesus.
我们有些人我们在和神耶稣基督角力。
Shall I give my life to him?
我要不要把我的生命交在他手里？
Should I follow him with everything?
我要不要在凡事上跟随他？
Is this Jesus truly God?
这个主耶稣是不是一个真正的神？
And as you wrestle with him, you will come to know him personally.
当我们和主耶稣角力有这样一个经历以后，我们才能够真正的认识耶稣基督。
But you must come to this place.
但是我们一定要来到耶稣的面前。
The same place where Jacob said this, I will not let you go until you bless me.
我们要到这样一个境界，像雅各所到的一个境界，说，除非你给我祝福，我就不容你去。
Jacob wants to know this God.
雅各他要知道这个神。
And he realizes he's at that moment of decision.
所以他雅各在那个时候他就做了这个决定。
But the God man asks him this.
所以我们看到这个神人问雅各这样的问题。
What is your name?
你的名字叫什么？
Certainly he knew his name.
他一定是知道他的名字。
God knows all things.
我们的神知道一切。
But he wanted to hear Jacob speak about his old identity.
可是他希望雅各自己讲出来，讲出他自己的本相，他自己的
本我。And I think Jacob probably said this.
可能，我想雅各可能会这样讲。
He bowed his head.
他可能会低头。
Maybe in shame.
也可能满脸的羞愧。
Said, I am Jacob.
他讲说我叫雅各
Deceiver
我是一个欺骗者
This is who I am
这就是我们的本相
And the God man says this
我们看到这个神人这样讲
Your name will no longer be Jacob
你以后不要再叫雅各
But I will call you Israel
我要叫你以色列
Because you have struggled with God and with man and have overcome.
因为你与神与人角力，你都得了胜。
The God man says, "You see yourself as deceiver."
神人对雅各说：“你看你自己是一个欺骗。
”I see you as overcomer.
可是我看你是一个战胜者。
That's the name I want to give you.
这个得胜者，这个名字是我要给你。
That's the identity I want you to walk in.
这是一个。一个位格我要赐给你的。
That's how I see you as my child.
这是我来看你的时候，我所看到的。
What I want to say this morning is God wants to give you a new name.
今天早上我要告诉你们，神也是要给我们每一个人一个新的名字。
He wants to free you from shame.
他们让我们从那个羞辱里边得自由。
From the identity of what you were in the past.
是从我们的过去的本我里面、老我里面挣脱出来。
That you might walk in a new identity in your life in Him.
所以我们可以在和他有一个新的位格，我们可以与他同行。
This too is the gospel.
这就是福音。
The good news of what we receive in Christ.
这是福音讲到说，我们从主耶稣那里面我们能得到什么？
Not just forgiveness of sin.
不仅仅是我们的罪得赦。
Not just the promise of eternal life.
不仅仅是神赐给我们那个永远生命的。
But the declaration of a new identity.
也是神告诉我们，给我们一个新的位格，给我们新的生命。
And when we begin to live out of this new identity.
当我们把这个和新的生按在这个按照这个新的生命去生活的时候。
Everything changes.
所有的一切都将改变。
When I was 17 years old, I first heard about Jesus.
当我17岁的时候，第一次听到关于耶稣的事情。
I began to wrestle with him.
我就开始和耶稣角力。
I committed my life to follow him after several days of wrestling.
我在和耶稣角力一段时间以后，我就来决志来跟从他。
But it took me many years to understand this idea of having a new identity.
可是我花了很多的年月，才明白神给我这样一个新的我、新的生命的真正意义。
I still walked trying to hide my birthmark.
我那个时候虽然跟从耶稣，可是我还是试图还来隐藏我的羞耻。
Thinking that I had to perform to earn God's favor.
一直在想说我要做得更好，我才能赢得神对我好一些。
And maybe some of you have known Christ many years.
可能我们在座很多人，我们已经认识主耶稣很多年了。
But you're not walking in your new identity.
可是我们没有在我们新的生命里边行走，还走在我们的老我里面。
So I say to the non-believer, come to Christ.
所以我对那些不信主的人说，你们来到耶稣这里。
And I say to the believer, come to Christ.
我对信主的人，我也讲说，来到耶稣这里。
That you can experience your new identity.
所以你来到耶稣面前来经历你的新的生命。
We must get alone.
我们要有与神单独相处的机会。
Wrestling and surrendering in our heart.
我们要与神角力，我们要在神面前，我们完全的交托自己。
And asking God, speak to me a new name.
我们在神面前求神说，神。把给我的新名字告诉我。
A new identity.
把给我的新的位格、新的生命告诉我。
I want to close with this.
我要就结束这一段经节的分享。
From that point on, Jacob walked with a limp.
在那一段开始，我们看到雅各他一直走，他就腿就瘸了。
And this too is a hidden lesson.
这里也给告诉我们一个功课。
Because brokenness always comes at a cost.
告诉我们说，我们要破碎自己，总要付出代价。
Surrender often is costly.
我们在神面前，我们完全交托自己， 我们要付出代价。
In Hebrews chapter 11, the writer reminds us of Jacob.
在希伯来书第十一章啊，保罗也提到雅各的故事。
The scripture says that Jacob blessed each of Joseph's sons as he worshipped and leaned on the top of his staff.
他讲到说雅各他临死的时候，他为啊约瑟的儿子们在他的病榻面前为他们祝福。
He had a staff.
他有一个啊棍子。
A cane.
一个拐杖。
Something to lean on in old age.
啊，一个拐杖是我们人老的时候，我们要行走所以靠。
Something to help him with his limp.
我们那是啊，他一直瘸腿，那有个拐杖可以帮助他行走。
Throughout his life, God never allowed him to forget his wrestling match.
所以在他一生里面，从来神没有让他忘记他和神角力的这段经历。
And so it is true with us.
这跟我们。我们的生命也是如此。
God wants to speak a new name to us.
神要告诉我们一个新的名字。
But it will take brokenness.
它也就是意味着一个破碎。
Surrender.
意味着在神面前完全的降服。
And a yielded spirit.
我们就啊有一个全新的经历在它里面。
Jesus said, "If any man would come after me,"
主耶稣说，任何人如果要来跟从我。
He must take up his cross daily and follow me.
他要每日来背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
But when we do this, God will give us a new name.
当我们这样做的时候，神就赐给我们一个新的名字，新的生命。
And help us to live in that identity.
我们神也会帮助我们，让我们在那个新的生命里面前进。
Let's pray to that end.
啊，让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, you have given us much in the Bible.
主啊，谢谢主，你在圣经里面的所有教导。
And these are not just stories; they are history.
这些不仅仅是故事，不仅仅是历史。
History of those who have gone before us.
这些历史在已经啊过去了。
History of those that have experienced you.
这些历史，他们是经历你的历史，经历神的历史。
And I pray that if there's anyone here today that does not know Jesus.
我在这里祷告，如果今天在座的有谁还不认识主耶稣
，that you would, they would see you as a God that wants to speak a new name to them.
他们希望他们能够看见主，你是那位要给他们一个新的名字的主。
And for us who know you,
对于我们这些
，that God, we would walk in the newness of the identity you declare us to have.
主啊，你帮助我们，让我们真是活出一个。在一个新生命里，在主你给我们的新生命里面生活。
We pray this to the glory of God.
我们这样祈求是为了神的荣耀。
In the name of Jesus.
好，奉圣耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.